inscribed.
And here's that animal, vegetable, or mineral game brought to you by Ronson, the lighter with the famous one finger, one motion safety action. Press, it's lit, release, it's out, safely out the instant you lift your finger. Yes, the world's greatest lighter for cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. Ronson presents 20 questions. And now here's that man about questions, Bill Slater. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 20 Questions, the absolutely unrehearsed program where you listeners send in subjects for our questioners to identify in not more than 20 questions. If we use your subject, you get a handsome lighter by Ronson. And if our questioners don't get your subject in 20 questions, you also win a grand prize, a Hostess smoking set comprising a table lighter with a matching cigarette urn and tray and heavy silver plate, exquisitely fashioned by Ronson. And listen.
I'm Ronson's mystery voice, hidden in a soundproof booth. I'll tell you what the subject is, and a poster will inform our studio audience. But we won't tell our questioners.
Who are Fred Vandeventer, famous newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Bobby McGuire, a young high school student, Herb Palazzi, radio and motion picture producer, whose latest movie production, It Pays to Be Ignorant, has just been released by RKO, and it's at the Palace here in New York. And our special guest tonight is one of the great stars of the Metropolitan Opera, that outstanding American artist, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett. Mr. Tibbett, we're very happy to have you with us here on 20 Questions tonight.
Thank you very much, Mr. Slater. I'm delighted to be here.
I hope you'll enjoy playing the old animal, vegetable, and mineral game.
It reminds me of my childhood.
That's not too long a memory,
one
sir.
Or two of them.
Glad you're here, and let's move into our first subject here. It comes from Mrs. Arthur Pearson of Columbus, Ohio, who receives a handsome Ronson, and this subject is animal.
This is Ronson's mystery voice off stage. Bill is talking about a well-known part of a pig. It's the sow's ear that you can't make a velvet purse of.
Our friends on the air out there know what it is. Let the studio audience see what it is from that poster over there. Everybody knows what it is but our five questioners. You've got 20 questions. Van starts.
Is it a living American man?
No, it's not a living American man. Mr. Tibbett?
Two-legged or four-legged?
The animal...
Well, that is it four-legged?
The animal involved is four-legged, yes. Van?
Is it a whole animal?
No, it's not a whole animal. Florence?
Is it fictional?
Yes. Yeah. Van?
Is the animal of which this is a part edible?
Yes. Yes. Florence?
Is it a thing?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Part of an animal and a saying. You're down to that now. That's a pretty good start in six questions. Mr. Tibbett?
A ham.
No. It's not a ham you're after. No. Herb?
Well, is it in the pig family?
Yes, the animal you're after is in the pig family. That's eight questions. You see, Mr. Tibbett lit on the right animal, but not quite the right part. Florence?
Is it bacon?
No, it's not bacon. That's nine questions. 11 left. Bobby?
Is this in the front half of the pig?
Yes. Yes. Van?
Is it an edible part of the pig?
No, I don't think I've ever eaten it. I suppose it could be eaten, but it's not one of the delicacies of the pig. Florence?
Is it the ear?
Yes.
The ear that you can't make a silk purse out of. The
velvet
thing.
Purse, but that's good. That's very good. All right. All right. Team questions is very good going. The sow's ear you can't make a velvet purse of. All right, that's off to a good start. See what happened, Mr. Tibbett, when you landed them on the pig that way?
Right.
Slippery pig, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. An irritating pig. Bernard Locke of Brooklyn, New York, wins the Surefire Ronson for the second subject, and it, too, is animal.
This subject comes from one of Mark Twain's books, The Prince and the Pauper.
All right, everybody at home knows. Unveil this to the studio audience. This is rough. Don't feel sorry for them, audience. Van.
Is this a living American man?
No. No. You try that regularly, don't you? Herb.
Is this part of a whole animal?
This is not part of a whole animal, no. Bobby?
Is this fictional?
This subject is fictional, yes. That's a good question. Bob.
Is this in European fiction?
No, it's not. Mr. Tibbett?
Schmoo?
He's a week late. Really?
That caps the questions asked so far, but it's not that.
Yeah.
Five questions used. Van.
Is this human?
Subject human, yes. Florence?
Is it a man?
Partly. Van?
Is it a group of men?
Yes. Yes.
You say that doubtfully.
That's eight questions. It is. Van?
Are they in American fiction?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now who wants to put a hand up? Florence?
Are there more than two?
No. No, that's a cute question, Florence. Oh, God. That's 10 questions. Bob.
Are they in the entertainment world? Or
Were they...
Are you growling at me, Bobby?
I'm stammering here. Were they connected in this fiction? Were they connected with the entertainment world?
No. No. That's 11 questions, Herb.
Are they brothers?
No. Lauren?
Are they in poetry?
No. No. Diane?
Were they in prose fiction written by an outstanding American author?
In prose fiction written by an outstanding American author, yes. Yes. That's 14 questions, 6 left. Bobby?
Was the author a 19th century author?
19th century? Yep. Mm-hmm. Mostly. Lawrence?
Was it Dickens?
No. No, Van.
Was it Mark Twain?
Yes.
Tom Penn and Huckleberry, Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer.
Tom Penn.
Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer.
Huckleberry Sawyer and Tom Finn. That's 18 questions. The answer to your question is no.
They're the sons of Mickey Finn, aren't they?
I don't know. That's poisonous thought. You've got 2 questions left. Van.
Would this be a Connecticut Yankee?
No. No. You've got 1 question left. Now, Bernard Locke over there in Brooklyn, New York, is just 1 question away from the grand prize. It's 2 characters. You've established it's in prose by Mark Twain.
Have we also established that they were men? I'm sure we have, haven't we?
I believe you have, yes.
That they were men in...
And not related. Not brothers.
You've got 1 question left.
Where did we lose the other one? Didn't we have 2 a minute ago?
And you lost that one on...
I still think it's in the Connecticut Yankee.
Two men and...
You've got 1 to go. Oh, I have never seen 5 people in greater agony. Mr. Tippett is shaking his head. Van is shaking his fist. Florence is about to pull her hair out. Bobby's got his head in his hands and hoped he isn't empty-handed.
I wish we had more than 1 question.
Yes, don't you now?
Yeah, I sure do.
You have 19. You only have 1 left. All right, let's try it. Give up?
No.
Van?
Well, Two River Gamblers in Huckleberry Finn.
No, I'm afraid it wasn't those 2 awful men. You didn't get it in 20
King
questions.
Off, is it in the Connecticut Yankee?
No. And
is
to Bernard Locke in Brooklyn, New York, for stumping our experts, Mr. Locke wins the grand prize, a 3-piece hostess smoking set, table lighter, cigarette urn and tray, and heavy silver plate, exquisitely fashioned by Ronson. Congratulations, Mr. Locke. You stumped them with the Prince and the Pauper. Congratulations, Mr. Locke. Had it in mind all the time. Why did you look so agonized when I gave the answer, Mr. Tibbet?
Should have known it.
Yeah. We had the proper answer in mind, but we didn't say it.
You didn't give it. Now, for this next subject, and it's a hard one, Miss Eve Hessler of Miami, Florida, wins an ever-dependable Ronson, and this subject also is animal.
Here for the home folks only is the answer in advance. As Bill says, it's animal, but there ain't no such animal. It's the animal in that phrase, there ain't no such.
People at home know what it is. Let the studio audience see this one. This is one of the hardest subjects we've had in a long time. Here we go. Florence?
Did you say it was animal?
It's animal.
The Prince and the Pauper.
No, it's not a repeat. The audience laughed or deceived you, Charlie.
I was wrong that time.
Van?
Is it a whole animal?
Yes. Van?
Is it human?
No. Van?
Is it a 4-legged animal?
No. Florence?
Is it a bird?
No. Herb?
Is it a frog?
No.
I thought Mark Twain's frog you wanted to jump
on. Bob?
Is this a mammal at all?
No. Van?
Does it belong to the marine animal kingdom?
No. Bob?
Is this an animal which actually exists?
No. Van?
Is it a fictional animal?
No. Florence?
Is it something that we imagine but and talk about but never actually could see nor hear?
No. Bob?
Well, did this animal supposedly ever exist?
No.
It never existed, it doesn't exist, and it's not fictional?
No. Van?
Is this the missing link?
No. Who has the next question? I'll tell you what the answer is before you ask it. What's the...
You're sure we're not going to get it?
No, I'm not sure. What's your question, Florence?
Well, you answer the question before we ask
it. Yes, you answer it then.
The answer's no.
Oh,
alive.
Is it the answer you're giving all the time that we're after?
No. No, it's an animal you're after.
Well, now, let's get this straight. It's a...
Here we come.
It's a whole animal that does not exist, never existed, is not fictional.
And has no hair.
And yet we could see it or something like that?
No. Mr. Tibbet?
Can you hear it?
No.
Can you smell it?
Is this the animal we're not going to get?
No. Well, I can't answer whether you're going to get it or not, Florence.
Is it the one we're trying to get?
Yeah. The answer is the animal you're trying to get.
Well, is it the animal, an animal, vegetable, and mineral?
No. That's 16 questions. You've got 4 left. The answer's almost obvious now.
Oh, yeah?
Florence?
Is it any animal but the one that we're after?
No. You've got 3 questions left. That's 17.
Then all the animal kingdom in the world.
Is it the whole animal kingdom in the world? No.
I give up.
You quit, huh? Van?
Well, I want just one more shot at this. See if we can't analyze it. You said it should be obvious. You say that it's not in existence now, right?
No.
It never did exist.
No.
It's not fictional.
No. You give up too,
Van. And you said that it was human.
No, I didn't say it was human. You asked if it was human, and I said no. I've been saying no for the last half hour. Florence?
Who sent this in?
That's a good question.
Miss Eve Hessler of Miami, Florida.
They got these things down in Florida, huh?
No.
No, I didn't ask it. I just...
One question left.
Well, it's obviously an animal.
Yes, it's obviously an animal, Van.
It's obviously an animal to which there is no possible yes answer.
Now, it's a trick.
Shall I answer that? That would be the 20th question.
No, don't answer.
I'll bet it's an opera song.
All right, let's go. You got one question left. You're going to get it or you aren't.
The father of all the schmooze.
No, it's not that. That's 20 questions used up. You didn't get it. And so to Miss Eve Hessler in Miami, Florida, your friend, Florence, for stumping our experts, Miss Hessler wins the grand prize, the 3-piece Hostess smoking set, table lighter, cigarette urn and tray, and heavy silver plate exquisitely fashioned by Ronson. She stumped you with the animal in There Ain't No Such Animal. Congratulations. I saw 5 angry-looking people. I am looking at them now.
That's pretty good. That's one of the best questions ever sent in.
It was a rough one, wasn't it?
That was all right.
Yeah.
Yes, but how could you ever get it?
I don't know. There ain't no such animal.
No.
Well, now, having wound up 3 subjects, let's try a 4th one here, but with a reverse twist. I won't give you answers as to what it is, but I will tell you what it's not. It's not an idle luxury, not costly, and definitely not something you can easily do without.
Obviously... A Ronson.
Right.
Of all the personal accessories you may carry, your Ronson is the most frequently needed, the most often used.
The most frequently needed, the most often used.
Yes, the average smoker lights up, for himself and others, up to 12,000 times a year. And with a Ronson, you get steady, dependable service day after day, year after year. Whenever you need a light, just press, it's lit, release, it's out, safely out, the instant you lift your finger. That's the famous Ronson action, precision engineered to meet your needs.
And style for beauty, too. Every single Ronson is a style leader. Yet, beautiful and useful as they are, Ronson lighters are not expensive.
In fact, as little as $6 buys a Ronson standard. Other popular models include the streamlined Adonis, slim as a fine watch, in precious and other metals.
Sure to see, too, the gorgeous desk and table Ronsons in long-lasting, heavy silver plates.
And combinations such as the Ronson Master Case, which gives you a cigarette case and Ronson lighter all in one unit.
And the thrilling new pencil lighter, 1/20th 14-karat gold filled. It looks like a graceful, golden mechanical pencil. And at one end it is. But at the other, there's a genuine Ronson lighter. That's the pencil lighter, which lights and writes.
Whichever Ronson model you choose, be sure to get a genuine Ronson and not a mere imitation. For the very name Ronson means world's greatest lighter. And now back to 20 questions. And friends, remember the rules of the game. You listeners send in the subjects for our questioners to identify in not more than 20 questions. Ronson's Mystery Voice will keep you informed, but all we'll tell our questioners is whether the subject is animal, vegetable, or mineral. Right, Bill?
Well, Frank, in the matter of right, our questioners have been right once, and they have missed twice out of the first three tries.
There ain't no such animal.
There ain't no such animal. So, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett and our regular questioners, let's see if we can't even up the score here. We're sending to Jay Ledger of Toronto, Canada, a precision-built Ronson for this next subject, and oddly enough, it's animal also.
Bill Slater is talking about the skin nobody loves to touch. Dishpan hands.
This is another difficult one, as our friends at home now know. Let the studio audience see this one. This will take a bit of doing, too. Van?
Is this a whole animal?
No, it's not a whole animal, no. Herb?
Is this in fiction?
No, this is not in fiction. Mr. Tibbett?
Human?
Yes, the subject human. That's a good question. Lawrence?
Is it a part of a particular human being?
No, it's not a part of any one particular human being. Van?
Is this an external part?
Yes, external part. Bob?
Above the neck?
Above the neck? Not normally. No. Herb?
Is it on one of the extremities, like an arm?
Well, the subject you're after is partly on one of the extremities.
Is it on the arm?
On the arm? Arm, partly. Lawrence?
Would it be fingers?
Partly. Van?
10 little fingers and 10 little toes.
Oh, lovely. Such a nice, tender thought, too, Van. It just hurts me to have to say no. No. Bobby?
Well, is this something that you had the same amount of on each arm?
What? Yeah, I think so. Yes. That's 11 questions, 9 to go. Bob?
Is this a whole hand or two
partly
hands?
Partly a whole... Or what'd you say?
I said a whole hand or two hands.
Yes, is the answer to that question.
So I assume it's two hands because you started to answer the other one. Well, let's forget that.
My, the slicksters here. Lawrence?
Ed. You said a while, this is review. It isn't fictional, is it?
Oh, no. These things really exist. Herb?
Well, are they handshakes?
No, they're not handshakes.
I was thinking of handshakes and milkshakes, I suppose.
No. Van?
Are they hands of some particular artist?
They are not hands of any particular artist. No. Lawrence?
Could they be either men or women's hands?
Not normally. Not normally. Bobby?
Are these hands any particular color, such as red?
Oh. Yes, normally. Oh.
Dishpan hands.
Dishpan hands does it, Bobby. That's good. That's good. Florence was waving her hands, which didn't suggest the answer. Is that what you had
in
mind,
Florence?
Yes,
I did, but Bob helped.
Yeah.
These red hands.
Okay, dishpan hands. That's very good.
That
I didn't
does it.
Get that. That does. Oh, Herbert. Let's move on here. And now for his pocket, Mr. A.H. Matthews of Mobile, Alabama, wins a superbly fashioned Ronson, and as always, a Ronson servicer containing Ronson Redskin flints, Ronson All Fuel, and all else needed for best lighter service for this next subject. And this is not easy. It's vegetable and mineral and maybe some animal.
I'm telling the radio audience only that the subject is one of America's most famous homes, the President's Home in Independence, Missouri.
Now that the folks at home know, let the studio audience see this subject. I have to work for this too, won't they? This is not the easy night. Van.
Is it manufactured?
In a sense. Van.
Is it a structure?
It's a structure. Very good. A structure in two questions. Herb.
Is it in New York City?
No, it's not. Bobby.
Is it fictional?
No, it's real. Florence?
Is it in the United States?
It's in the United States. That's a good question. Van.
West of the Mississippi?
Yes. Bob?
In California?
No. No. Van?
West of the Rockies?
No. No. Van?
In the Rockies?
No. Florence?
Is it in a state that's relatively north?
No. No, it's not. That's 10 questions. Herb?
Is it in Texas?
No, it's not. That's 11 questions. 9 to go. Bobby?
Is this thing either in Oklahoma, Kansas, or Nebraska?
The way you knock off those states. Oklahoma, Kansas, or Nebraska?
Yeah.
No. Van?
Does this state in which this thing is located border the Mississippi River?
Yes.
Is it in...
Oh, who's answering these questions?
In Missouri.
Yes. Florence.
Is it the President's home?
In Independence, Missouri. Yes, good.
I lead her right down to Independence.
It. Florence plucked that right out of Ann's mouth. Shot her hand up in a hurry.
Well, I'm kind of independent.
You know, I think that thought of the home state of our president, our commander-in-chief, reminds a lot of us, both in the United States and in Canada, of the opportunities for young citizens in the armed forces, opportunities not only to serve one's country, but also to freely enlist and volunteer and to take advantage of wonderful educational programs. And in addition, the priceless opportunity in our American and Canadian armed forces to proudly wear the uniform of free people. All right, let's try another subject. Are you enjoying yourself, Mr. Tibbet?
Indeed, I am.
Well, we're all having a pretty
Certainly
good time
I'm
tonight.
I'm not so sure that I am.
Ain't no such animal, is there? A handsomely styled Ronson goes now to Miss Gertrude Popper of East Orange, New Jersey, for this subject. It's vegetable and a bit animal.
The Queen of Hearts, she baked some tarts. So goes the old verse. And the subject is those tarts that the Queen made.
Now let the studio audience in on this, too. Look at it, audience. 20 questions to get this one. Florence.
Is the vegetable part wooden?
No. Van.
Is it edible?
It's edible. That's a good question. That's a honey. Van.
Do you normally eat this as a part of the main course of any given meal?
The main course? No.
As a part of it?
No. Bob?
Is this a dessert?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Herb?
Do children love this?
Not children exclusively, but
I mean like ice cream cones.
Don't you like ice cream cones?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you like ice cream cones, Mr. Tibbet?
But I don't pester myself the way
Never
the kids do.
Love. Florence?
Is it some kind of pie?
Some kind of pie might be so regarded, but I don't think so. It's something in its own right. Van?
Is it a pastry of any sort?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Florence?
Does it have fruit in it?
Yes. Yes, quite often.
You mean not always?
Practically always. Always. Van?
Well, is this a specific one that we're after?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sure. Van?
Is it in a saying?
Not in a saying, no. Bobby?
Is this in children's fiction?
Yeah. Children's fiction, yes. Now, Herb? What?
Is it the pie with the plum?
Pie with the plum. You're plumb wrong. No.
Put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and...
Really? Mr. Tibbet, do you have an idea? Your hand went
Well, up. Yes. 420 blackbirds.
No.
Baked in a pie.
There, you're getting close.
No.
You and Herb are enjoying your nursery rhyme.
Both animal and vegetable, I mean.
Florence?
Would it be Simple Simon's pie? The pies of the pieman that Simple Simon met?
Yes, that question is pies, and the answer is no. No, that's 14 questions. You have six
left.
Not
in the picture pieman, is it?
No.
He didn't see that.
You
wouldn't know that.
Van.
I'd like to establish, going back to another question, this is not something called pie, is it?
I don't think that question's
been
asked.
Well, is it something called pie?
No, it's not called pie.
We're asking too many pie questions. Is it pudding?
No, it's not pudding. Bobby?
Was this thing eaten by a certain person?
A person came in and ate this, but I don't know that you'd remember it in that connection. Charge for that. 3 questions left.
He actually ate it. He just didn't sit down and start to eat it, but he finished it.
I think the consumption of this was completed. Florence?
Is this in poetry?
Yes. Yes. Van and Florence are whispering over there. What's going on?
There's a little collaboration on the part of my two partners over here.
They're whispering in each other's ears about you've only got 2 questions.
Separate them.
Yes. Van?
Was this written or was this eaten by a giant?
No. You've got 1 question left. Oh, if I have to tell you this, you will all dive under the table.
You said this was a form of pie.
No, I didn't say it was exactly a form of pie. I said it could be so considered, but it usually stands on its own feet in its designation. It's dessert. You've got that. Got 1 question left. Say, these grand prizes are pouring out tonight. Give up?
Oh.
Wait a minute, Florence.
The tarts at the Queen of Hearts.
Florence! I should have rung the bell. In a little while, I'm going to switch to my quickies, where I give you 60 seconds, and you shoot all the questions you have. We'll try racing you against the stopwatch.
Say, Bill.
Yeah?
Start that stopwatch, will you?
Okay.
Thanks.
Hear it? Remember, with Ronson, just seconds of care
at intervals of weeks
means years and years of instant lights.
Brush at spark wheel occasionally.
Use only Ronsonol fuel, R-O-N-S-O-N-O-L. With pleasingly scented Ronsonol, those exquisite silver-plated Ronson table lighters, for example, will serve for months on just one filling.
And always use those properly tempered Ronson Redskin flints to save your lighter's spark wheel from costly wear.
Try Ronsonol fuel and Ronson Redskin flints in any flint lighter. See what a difference real quality makes. And now back to Bill Slater.
And now in just a second, I'll say go, and you'll have 60 seconds. Shoot your questions just as fast as you possibly can, Mr. Tibbett, and our regular questioners. A Ronson lighter goes now to Private Ralph A. Miller in the U.S. Army in Yokohama, Japan, for this subject. It's mineral and vegetable.
The subject is the Imperial Palace in Tokyo.
Let the studio audience see it. Go. Miss Florence Tibbett?
Wearing apparel?
No, it's not wearing apparel. Florence?
A geographic location?
Could be so located.
Is it a building?
It's a building, yep. Bob?
In the United States?
No.
In Van? Japan?
What?
In Japan?
Yep, Van?
The Emperor's Palace.
The Imperial Palace in where?
In Tokyo.
Tokyo. Attaboy. Very good. Very good.
Okay. I got one.
18.
I got Japan.
All right, let's try this one. This one's a little bit more difficult, might prove to be.
Yes.
A Ronson lighter goes to Robert Bataga of San Francisco, California, for this one. This is animal.
The subject is George Washington.
Let the studio audience see this one, Miss Shepherd. All right, you'll have 60 seconds after I say go. Bob.
Is it a four-footed animal?
No. Herb.
Fictional man.
No. Florence.
Is he human?
Yes.
The Emperor of Japan.
No. Van.
Man.
Yep.
Living.
Nope. Bob?
American.
Yep. Van?
Dead.
Yep. Bob?
In the government?
Yep.
President?
Yep.
Before Lincoln?
Yep.
Before
Van?
Jefferson.
No.
Before Jackson?
Yep. Van?
Adams?
No.
Before Monroe?
Yep.
Washington.
Florence? What? Washington, yes, George Washington. Almost got you with George Washington. It was a twist.
Yes,
so
didn't
simple.
You?
Yeah. A Ronson lighter goes now to Dick Sandifer of St. Louis, Missouri for our next quickie. This one, too, is animal.
The subject is Buck Rogers.
All right, let the studio audience see it. All right, go. You got 60 seconds. Bob.
Just the whole animal.
Yeah. Florence.
Human.
Yeah.
Living.
Van. What?
Living.
No. Van.
Man.
Yep. Bob.
A president?
No.
You say, did you say this person really existed?
No.
Fictional?
Yeah.
In opera?
No. Van.
In American fiction?
Yep. Van.
Prose fiction?
No. Bob.
In a song?
No.
Poetry?
No.
A cartoon?
Yep.
A schmoo?
No. No. Who has the next question? You've got about 15
seconds. Is he in Dick Tracy?
What?
Is he in Dick Tracy?
No.
Is he in Little Abner?
No.
Is he in an adventure strip?
Yeah.
Superman?
No.
Buck Van. Rogers.
Buck Rogers, Sergeant. Well, that concludes our 20-question subject for tonight. Thanks an awful lot to you, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett, for being with us here. We had a wonderful time. Glad you were here, sir.
Thank you.
Continued good fortune to you. Now, friends, we'll be back again next week, so be sure to send in your 20-questions entries. You just mail your subjects, one to a postcard, please, to Ronson, R-O-N-S-O-N, Ronson, 20 Questions, care of Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18, New York.
20 Questions comes to you on behalf of Ronson dealers who have sold more than 25 million Ronsons throughout the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world. Tune in again next week when Fred Vandeventer, Florence Renard, Bobby McGuire, Herb Palazzi, and our guest star try to identify the subject you submit. Next week's guest on 20 Questions will be one of the most popular of all screen stars, the inimitable Edward Everett Horton.
Now, this is Bill Slater with our producer, Gary Stevens, saying for 20 Questions and for Ronson to all a good night.
This program was presented as transcribed earlier. Stay tuned now for Walter Winchell. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.